Welcome back to T-Pow Labs. I am your host, Dustin Service, and curiosity costs money. Stagnation costs you your life. Ouch. Now, let's talk about something uncomfortable today. Curiosity costs money. Stagnation, it costs you your life. The older we get, the more we tell ourselves, we've already done that. The spark fades, passions get left behind, and slowly, without even realizing it, we start separating ourselves from growth, from curiosity, from new experience. It's subtle at first. You stop signing up for lessons. You pass on the golf membership. You think, why bother getting into something new? And then a belief starts to form. This is not for me anymore. But what if that belief is wrong? What if you stop chasing new experiences because your routine convinced you they weren't worth it? Where's your money flowing? Let's flip the script and look at your spending. Imagine your bank account is a dam. There's a small outflow, your monthly expenses, bills, groceries. That's the controlled flow of water down the river. But then there's a wastegate, the overflow valve that releases cash fast when your brain gives itself permission to spend. So here's my question. Where is your wastegate? What triggers your brain to justify a big spend? Where is your money really going? A few things I hear from clients over the last 20 years. We don't even know where the money goes. Groceries are up to $2,200 a month. Or $8,000 a month. How did that happen? We're constantly hosting people, helping out partners, supporting adult kids. And sometimes the cash creep is mental. For me, my mind works fast. I justify efficiency at all costs. Take the train to the airport in Vancouver for $3.10 or take a cab for $72. Dig 6 tree holes in the yard myself over 6 nights or rent an excavator for $385 and get it done in 2 hours. There's no right or wrong answer. If your spending brings you joy, progress, or efficiency, then own it. But if it's happening mindlessly, that's when you need to step back and ask yourself, what am I really chasing? Watch out for thought attack. They can hijack your mind. This is where it gets a little deeper. You ever notice how your mind gets fixated on something? A project, a new obsession, a financial move maybe? Your brain starts building layers of reasons why it's a good idea. And suddenly, it's the only option that makes sense. This can be what I call sometimes a thought attack. It's when your brain races ahead, convinces you of something, and blocks out everything else. If you've ever rushed into a big purchase and later thought, why did I do that? If you've ever found yourself spinning in overanalysis, making justifications left and right, you've been hit with a thought attack. And here's the thing. They aren't always bad. Some people channel it into progress, learning, and growth. Others let it lead them into bad decisions, stagnation, and self-doubt. The key is awareness, recognizing it before it takes over. What are you investing in? Now, let's zoom out. I recently read New World Order for the second time by Ray Dalio. It's hitting me a little harder this time. Dalio breaks down how empires rise and fall, and here's the big picture. The societies that invent, innovate, and educate win. The ones that get lazy, stop evolving, and live off past success, they decline. And here's where it applies to you. Are you investing in your future? Or are you stuck in decadence mode, spending without thinking, watching the world pass by? Look, you don't need to agree with me on this, but pause for a second and reflect. Where is your money going? Where is your energy going? Are you learning, growing, pushing yourself? Or are you just maintaining? Final thought on stagnation will steal your life. The people I see in retirement who are lonely waiting for life to happen, they didn't get there overnight. They got there by stopping their curiosity too soon. They locked in beliefs from 20 to 30 years ago and never evolved. And that's where things start to fall apart. If you've been riding a high, great, keep it going. If you've been feeling stuck, uninspired, stagnant, this is your wake-up call. Curiosity costs money. Stagnation costs you your life. Choose wisely. We'll see you on the next one.